Okay, Uri Shane Mishnaschem, as we were learning in the Rambam yesterday, we started with a list of things that people that really don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. One of them was considered to be a min. The next category is Shloshein Nekron Apikarsim. These are individuals who are considered to be heretics, Apikarsim. Ha'omer She'ein Shom Nevuah Klal. So the last halacha we were talking a lot about, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically, namely, whether we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe in a creator of the world, and how many, et cetera, et cetera. Those were the kind of discussions when it came to min. Apikarsin is more about other things, and we'll learn about that right now. Shein shom nevuah klal ve'ein shom mada shemegiah me'abore lelev bnei ha'adam, says the Rambam. The first category of an apikaris is someone that doesn't believe in the possibility or in the concept of prophecy at all. And that there is no way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give understanding or ideas directly to the human person, meaning that ultimately really questions the entire capacity of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the next level of Amachish Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, someone that denies the concept that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. That is uncomparable, that he spoke pal pal darbo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, panim panim. That's level two. So level one is not accepting the concept of Nevuah in the first place. Level two is to not accept Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. Right? Says the Rambam that if, let's say, you accept the concept of Nevuah and you accept the concept of Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, but you say maybe those are just yechidim, maybe those are just individuals. But you know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really have understanding of what people are doing on a day-to-day basis. Meaning, this is basically the clockmaker's theory that Kadosh Baruch Hu set into motion the concept of the world, the creation of the world. Again, now if they didn't believe in Kadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, that would be a min already. We don't even need to get into the category of apikursin, right? Maybe they're both, but if they accept the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creator of the world, and there's one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they avoided all of the problems in Halacha Zion, now they get the Halacha Ches, and it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but he left it alone, and he has no concept and no involvement in the world's running as it is. That's also, again, a form of apikorsus, and that would be a problem. Kolechem, these are three categories of apikorsus, but there's also three categories, three categories of people that basically are kaifer b'torah. What does that mean? Let's see. Ha'omer she'ein ha'torah me'im Hashem afil posuk echad afil teva achas im omer Moshe omro mifi atzmo harei zech kaifer b'torah. Says the Rambam that anybody who doesn't accept that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even one verse, even one word, right? That says, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say that was Moshe Rabbeinu from himself. He said it on his own. That's kofir b'torah. That is kfira b'torah. That is a form again of heresy. And an individual who is involved in that again would also not have a chelik in olam haba. So this is now a new category. We didn't mean him. Then we did b'kursus. Now we're doing kofir b'torah. And this is the first of the three in that category. V'chena kofir b'feirusha v'hu teresh ba'alpeh v'machsh megidea kigoyin sadlik u'baitus says. Says the Rambam, someone who is not only kofer but Torah shebichtav, right? The first category was basically any of the words of the psukim from Torah shebichtav was not coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu directly. That's a form of kofer b'Torah. Says the Rambam, the second category is someone that is kofer b'Torah shebal peh, someone that is kofer b'Torah shebal peh with the oral tradition, and says the oral tradition, or b'verusher, or in those who are the ones giving over the Torah and b'tzalik abaitos. Okay, so in these category again, this category is denouncing and not accepting Torah shebal peh. That's category number two. And so again, as we're as we're thinking about all of these, is not only to make us nervous, but rather to give us a very clear guideline as to what we should be very careful about and what areas of emunah bitachon we are and our hashkavas l'chaim that we inherit into our own lives. And the third category is our omer shaburech liv mitzvah zo the mitzvah acheres kvar batla teira zo afal pi shehi ha'isa me'im hashem kikoyin ha'agrim right kol echal mishloi she'elu kai for b'torah says the Rambam not only is a kovah b'torah someone that denounces a portion of the Torah coming that's the divine nature of the Torah itself, the divine nature of Torah she'bichtav, and category two, someone that denies the nature of what of Torah Shabbal Peh. But let's say you accept Torah Shabbal Peh and Torah Shabbat. But you say, you know, this mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu already switched out for a different mitzvah, or the Torah really nullified this, this Torah was really nullified a while ago, even though it was given from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So in those categories, right, we're talking about someone, again, that's still coming from a Torah, meaning you accept the content of the Torah, but you say, it's already outdated, meaning you call it an Old Testament. There's a New Testament. We don't accept that's the old one. It was already butla, or as a number of the Islam interpretations of our Torah essentially show that they claim that even though the Torah was again provided in this way, and even though the Torah has specific mitzvos, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the halachos again through Muhammad, etc. There are certain halachos that were changed. And the Rambam is clearly not only suspect but sensitive to that, and is saying, and in general is saying, not only because of that, but obviously, but that's part of this calculation here, is that why would he be concerned about this in the first place? Because people were, unfortunately, people still do consider that mitzvah is not part of the Torah. We only have 612 mitzvahs in the Torah, etc. Or that portion of the Torah that's outdated. It's not part of our tradition anymore. It's done. Both of those categories are clearly also forms of kfirah b'Torah, and that would be again someone would lose their chelik and olamah. But both for the three categories of apikorsis, as well as the three categories again, which is more focused on nevuah, and the second category is kfirah b'Torah, which is more focused on the divinity and the divine nature of, and the I would say the not only divine nature but the divine nature and the long standing divine nature. I mean, there's still. Divine in nature, all of that would still be a part of Kofar Batora. Those are all category in that category. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the categories of Mumur and move on. Mirtz Hashem, unfortunately, these are all, I guess, a little bit more negative in tone. These are people that don't get Chelik Ha'ava. We've learned a little bit more of the optimistic nature of Tshuva, but there's value in understanding what the lines are. The Rambam is clearly delineating what those red lines are, not to cross. I mean, Hashem b'zoicha, not to ourselves do this and to help others as well. I'll bullish over it in case someone missed it in the beginning, and Mirtz Hashem, have a wonderful, wonderful day.